Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It must be an Aesop fable for that one, too. Let us begin with prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, bless our eyes so we truly can see, and bless our ears so we can truly hear. Make your words so full of life that our faith in you transforms our heart so that we experience the kingdom of heaven in abundance here and through the ministry of this congregation, producing more than 100-fold. For we ask and we pray in your name, Jesus. Amen. The beginning. The beginning is a good place to begin, like the note C. Let us start at the very beginning, a very good place to start. When you read, you begin with ABC. When you sing, you begin with... You know that, and with the short introduction, you're carried into the Sound of Music and the song Do, Re, Mi, with Do, a deer, a female deer, and so you go. So the beginning, and we heard in Proverbs chapter 1, the beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord. The recognition that there is a God, and it is not you. Recognition that reverence and awe and humility before the Lord God who is maker of heaven and earth. When there is no fear of the Lord, people's individual opinions are counted as more important than even facts or knowledge or the truth. I don't know about you, but this is me. I find it more and more irritating that news broadcasts are always talking to someone for their opinion, or always looking to see what the latest opinion poll might say about whatever topic. I'm more like Joe Friday from Dragnet. All we want are the facts, ma'am. But we're given more and more, as news, opinions, feelings, and such. Do you know what Proverbs says about opinions? Proverbs chapter 18, verse 2. A fool finds no pleasure in understanding, but delights in airing his own opinions. There are a lot of opinions out there, and a lot of opinions about the Word of God. Pick and choose the Bible verse you like and pull it from its context. Massage it into a pretzel to sustain your opinion. One example is Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. It's used as a motivational verse. It's oftentimes a motivational posters. It's a rally cry to finish a big task, to succeed in a venture. Whereas the verse is really about perseverance and knowing contentment in all circumstances. Paul sharing that he learned through experience to be content, whether in prison, hungry, poor, full, and so forth. The verse is about enduring through the variety of life circumstances. Here at Faith in Christ, we truly want to know the Word of God. And we want knowledge of the Lord. We don't want mere opinion. We want the truth. The place to begin is here. Do you fear the Lord God? Are you humble before the Lord and reverence the great holiness of God? And then take the Lord's word seriously. More seriously. Enough that the word of God can change your opinion and transform your life. That's a good place to start. These next weeks of summer, we'll be looking into the parables of Jesus to learn and grow in understanding, but also to be changed. Yes, changed in our walk of faith with the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, these coming weeks are about changing who we are so we have a real-world impact as the children of God, as followers of Jesus Christ, living by faith in the power of the Holy Spirit. I have been praying for nearly 20 years or so to be a part of and to experience what people term revival. Perhaps the time is approaching for us. That Holy Spirit power to do ministry in such a fashion that we know it is the Lord. Lives transformed by God's grace because we have been transformed by Christ. Christ Jesus, walking and talking with his disciples for about 3 years or so. And the teachings of Jesus are recorded for us, and they include many parables. A third or more of the teachings written down in the scriptures of Jesus are parables. And some of the most memorable things we recall are from the parables. It's easy to remember stories because of the picture we form in our minds. It's like reading a book or listening to radio theater, that drama on radio, where you have to form the images in your own mind. No visuals are given, only the words. And perhaps on radio you get the sound effects too to help your imagination soar. But with only having the words to carry into the imagination where the thoughts form the size and shape and the demeanor of the characters based on the words. And these imaginations that we make of characters in our minds are strong sometimes. And perhaps you've experienced this. You've heard a story so and over, you got the characters in your mind and they turn it into a movie. And you see the movie and you say, that's not what the character looks like because your mind was so made up. You hold on to them. What comes to your mind when I name some of the titles of the parables? Do the stories come alive with images in your mind? The Good Samaritan. The prodigal son. The foolish rich man. The sower. They and others have taken up residence in our mind through images. We have those stories, those parables with their meanings. But have those meanings taken up residence in your soul? The stories are in your mind, but what the story's teaching, has it taken up residence deep inside of you so that you are transformed by what Jesus teaches? For they are meant to be more than a good story. They are meant to convey meaning that changes hearts. To change the heart, the mind, and make the way all the way down into the soul to transform a person eternally, bringing them from the death that is unbelief into eternal life, which is belief in Jesus Christ. Matthew 13 begins with Jesus getting into a boat and he sat down. Sitting down was customary position for a teacher to take. Verse 3 states that Jesus told them many things in parables. There's a likelihood of Jesus teaching many more parables than were written, just as there's the probability Jesus said many more words to his disciples than what are written in the Gospels. The Gospel of John states that Jesus did much more than what was written, but what was written was done so that you may believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and by believing have life in his name. With that same perspective, the parables were written down. The parables were written down with the purpose of impacting you in mind and heart and soul with an eternal outcome for you. Four basic questions. What is a parable? Why did Jesus use parables? What is the parable about? And what is the meaning of the parable? Four questions that we're going to go through next. First, the word parable is simply a transliteration of the Greek word parabole. Parabole. Meaning to place one thing beside another, comparing with another. And this way to teach was common and would draw attention and would carry truth into the humble and serious hearers. And at the same time, the parable would punch with truth mixed with justice and mercy that would hit the proud and stubborn-hearted, either breaking the hardness of heart or the hearts would respond, hardening with even more stubbornness. Jesus would teach through comparison stories that would convey a heavenly meaning through earthly stuff and images, drawing from human nature or circumstances or common earthly things that the people would easily know. And through comparison, Jesus would enable a glimpse into the vast unknowns of the heavenlies. Remember beginning of John chapter 3, when Nicodemus comes to Jesus in the night and they have that conversation back and forth. And at one point, Jesus says that he has spoken of earthly things and Nicodemus did not believe nor understand. How will Nicodemus believe when Jesus speaks of heavenly things? Jesus taught in parables to conceal mysteries from those with hard hearts. Yet in the privacy with his disciples, Jesus would be plain in explaining the meaning. The concealing of heavenly truths in earthly things would shed light and perhaps soften hearts. The parables, generally speaking, were about the things of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, a net, hidden treasure, pearl of great price, a king who wanted to settle accounts, a king who prepared a wedding banquet. We can learn something of the kings of God's character through them, too. Like the last hired workers received the same as the first, generosity, or the prodigal son, forgiveness and grace. Or learn what following the Lord God looks like. The Good Samaritan's mercy or persistence of the widow in prayer. Depending on how you count, there are as many as 51 parables as the Holman Illustrated Bible Dictionary counts and lists them. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were inspired by the Holy Spirit to record these for us. I am sure there were many, many more conversations that Jesus had with his disciples over those years. These parables, though, are written for us so we would understand. Therefore, these parables are important. The Father's words through Jesus teaching to the crowd, through the Holy Spirit working in the gospel writers, these were written. Do you see that God wanted us to know these things? To know these things brings us then to interpretation. What to learn? First, parables carry a main point or principle. Trying to take every small detail in a parable and say, look, here's a hidden truth, is not the way to interpret parables. Parables are not allegories, where allegories and all the details can carry meaning. Parables are simple comparison stories to make a point. Like the pearl of a great price has the meaning that the kingdom of heaven is worth giving your all. Matthew chapter 13, verse 18. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. Learn from the explanation that Jesus gives. Jesus is plain in the meaning. The way Jesus explains his parables in his own words help us to understand other parables that don't have that explanation. Look for the central truth. Look for that central truth. carefully consider the context. What introduction is given before their parable? Who is Jesus with? Who is Jesus talking to? The setting. What comes before and what comes after the parable? What is intended to be taught? For example, the Good Samaritan is given in response to the question, "Who is my neighbor?" with the central meaning, "The one who had mercy." And then Jesus adds, "Go and do likewise." Do you realize how blessed you truly are? You are blessed to have these parables from Jesus. Jesus puts this into context. The prophets, the righteous men of the past, longed to see what you see. They longed to hear what you hear. Matthew chapter 13, verses 16 and 17. "But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous men long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." The longing of their hearts was to see and hear Jesus. Jesus, who is the fulfillment of the promise, the Messiah, the Christ. They longed to see and hear what you have seen and heard, the gospel of Jesus Christ. You are so blessed. You are blessed, for you have heard about the redeeming power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You have heard how Jesus freely gave of himself, humbling himself and going to the cross to be crucified in fulfillment of the Father's will. Jesus, the Son of God, is the means that the wrath of God will be satisfied. In him, Jesus, the love of God will be put on full display. In him, Jesus, mercy shines forth and grace is poured out. For the Father's integrity and character were demonstrated as God's love encounters God's wrath to bring about the full outpouring of God's grace through the broken body of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So in the coming weeks, I encourage you to make every effort to be here on Sunday morning as we go through these many parables of Jesus. Be here so your eyes can see. Be here so your ears can hear. Be here so your hearts are moved by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be here so your faith walk with Jesus can be enriched with knowledge and deepened with understanding. And you can experience his grace in such a fashion you are melted before the mercy seat of God. His love just enfolds you, and you are re-energized with Holy Spirit power in your life. Be here to experience the moving of God. Amen.